What about, say it's been a real heavy rainfall and the rain's cut out a channel and something like, washed out something there in the road.
You call them gullies.
What about a deep, narrow valley that's cut by, say maybe 10 feet? Deep in a fault that's cut by a river or something like that out in the woods. What would they call that?
Canal. Say like, welcome to Geelong.
Yes, sir.
You go across the bridge. There's a canal goes through there. The Tamango has never been used.
Oh.
I think the time's getting short, young man.
Yes, sir, this will run out about 5 minutes. Oh. Yes. I tell you what.
Refer to these ponds and we call them swamps, which means all means the same thing, swamps. And I think that's a word that is used in the north too.
That's basically what I look for.
Now this, I was telling the one that's out there. Some years ago, the mosquitoes from Crow used to go out there with a truck and spray in it, you know, to kill the larva. And the fella has done some dredging and cleaning all out there and made the land low out to the beach. And when you get a good high tide, the water comes in there and some of it stays there. And then some of it is from rain. Yeah,
you're talking about land. Let me ask you what you call a couple of things that I'm sure you don't have down here. Say, when you have a rise in the land about 200 feet, you can call that a what? Just a...
What is it? One end of this.
Yeah.
Not from there. Now, what were you saying?
Yeah, say when you have a rise in the land over about 200 feet, you call that a...
Yeah. Well, probably that might call it a mountain.
Mm-hmm. And what is it?
Hillside.
And
the people of north don't know about that mountain.
Have you ever been up the mountains or
anything? No. No, as I was telling you, Saturday, they sent me from Savannah to New York. Back in fact, I got in Long Island the 9th day of December of 49. And I don't remember seeing any mountains. And then when I left there in 67, my wife and I, we caught the train to Manama. No, wait a minute, I'm wrong. I was when I went in 66. When I went back again in 67 for the cataract operation, we went to bus. 30 hours.
That's
like
a rough trip.
Yeah, well, we left Miami around 10:30 in the night. And we got in Baltimore the day after. I don't want that anymore. So I claim that if you got the money, the best way to go is by plane.
Yeah. It probably is, yeah.
A couple hours. Now they leave Miami, Tampa, a couple hours in Canada.
Yeah.